ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Canto 3, Chapter 22. Text 1 and 2. So, chapter 22, we're at the beginning of chapter 22. The marriage of Kardama Muni and Devahuti. The previous chapter ended with Kardama Muni speaking to Swayambhuva Manu, appreciating his qualification as an emperor, a ruler, a king, and asking him what is the reason that he's come to see him deep in the forest. There's some purpose, whatever that purpose is. The answer is yes. And the message in that concluding purport is a nice phrase, bhakti karya means reciprocal relationship between the brahmana and the kshatriya. Both are essential, brahmana and kshatriya personality services or quality services. And when there's mutual respect between one person and another, or one group and another, then things can go very nicely. One without the other, or when respect breaks down, then things don't go nicely. Very important principle we discussed. So, having been asked why he's come, Manu is going to reply. But before he gives the specific reason for his coming, he's going to observe the etiquette of expressing his appreciation of the brahmanas, and specifically of Kardama. This is all being narrated by Maitreya. So, like, going back earlier in this canto, Vidura has found Maitreya high in the Himalaya mountains. He's approached him, submitted questions to him. Maitreya is supplying answers. So Maitreya said, after describing the greatness of the emperor's manifold qualities and activities, the sage became silent, and the emperor, feeling modesty, addressed him as follows. Manu replied, to expand himself in Vedic knowledge, Lord Brahma, the personified Veda, from his face created you, the Brahmanas, who are full of austerity, knowledge, and mystic power, and are averse to sense gratification. So there's four nice qualifications of a brahmana we'll hear about. The purpose of the Vedas is to propagate the transcendental knowledge of the absolute truth. The brahmanas were created from the mouth of the Supreme Lord, and therefore they are meant to spread the knowledge of the Vedas in order to spread the glories of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, also, Lord Krishna says that all the Vedas are meant for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is especially mentioned here, Yoga Yuktan, Alampatan, that Brahmanas are full of mystic power and are completely averse to sense gratification. Actually, there are two kinds of occupations. One occupation in the material world is sense gratification. And the other occupation is spiritual activity, to satisfy the Lord by his glorification. Those who engage in sense gratification are called demons, and those who spread the glorification of the Lord or satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord are called demigods. It is specifically mentioned here that the brahmanas are created from the face of the cosmic personality, the Virat Purusha. Similarly, the kshatriyas are said to be created from his arms, the vaishyas are created from his waist, and the shudras are created from his legs. Brahmanas are especially meant for austerity, learning, and knowledge, and are averse to all kinds of sense gratification. Prabhupada makes it really easy in his purports. It's so clear. Brahminical culture, one of the themes from the first canto, protection of Brahminical culture, a function of the kings, and an emblem of good society, is characteristic of a society that's moving upwards. Urdhvam gacchati sattvastha. The brahmanas are the emblem of goodness, or they perform their duties, they act from the platform of goodness. So it's essential for brahmanas, in a simple sense, that they cultivate goodness and they exemplify goodness, because goodness elevates. And when the brahmanas are active within society, the whole of society becomes elevated along with them. So respect for Brahminical culture is needed for elevation of society. Having qualified brahmanas and a culture that respects qualified brahmanas leads to a progressive society, or the real purpose of the human form of life. It's not expected that everyone will be brahmana. Everyone is not of that quality. But some in society should be. One of the missions that Prabhupada wanted was the creation of a group of first-class men and women within society to elevate society. Someone was just sharing this in a lecture where Prabhupada was describing this. A heckler, critic, interrupted the class and said to Prabhupada, "So I guess what you're telling us is that you're that first class man." And Prabhupada laughed and said, "I'm 10th class." We're speaking here of principle. And the way to reach that quality of first class or Brahminical culture, these four points are mentioned. Austerity. Naturally, it comes first. It's, controlling of the senses. There's no, and to control of the senses, there has to also be control of the mind. Control of the senses. Without control of the senses in the mind, there's no elevation. It's animal life, unregulated, unrestricted, non-human existence. So whenever there's a goal for higher attainment, let's say even like students that attend classes in order to learn to be successful, there has to be some austerity or controlling, don't do those things, do these things, or anything of this world that requires some commitment, some focus of mind and senses towards the activity. And in this case, it's commitment towards purification. This is the Brahmana. So austerity, and then the other two are related, learning and knowledge, which is something like jnana and vijnana. Theoretical understanding, and then practical application of that theoretical understanding, which is made possible when one has control of their mind and senses. And the opposite is not possible. When there isn't control of the mind and the senses, even one may know what is the right thing to do, one won't do it. So, they flow in sequence. Austerity, learning, knowledge, and aversion to all kinds of sense gratification. So it's the injunction prohibition thing that Prabhupada would speak about. Injunction prohibition. There's something to be done, something not to be done. What's not to be done is unrestricted sense activity. What is to be done is directed according to higher authority, using the senses for the service of the master of the senses. Exactly what Prabhupada is writing in the purport, making this distinction between the demigod and the demon, or the devotee and the non-devotee. The non-devotee, sense gratification rules, and the devotee, using the senses to serve the master of the senses, rules. And that means it rules out sense gratification, the other kind. In the Chicago Temple, the section of the Bhagavatam that's being read is presently, it's Rishabhdev, no, it's Jad Bharat speaking to Rahugana. And after imparting transcendental knowledge in elaborate detail, the king wants to hear him speak more, so he speaks more of the plight of the living entity that's bewildered by material energy. Specifically, it's just speaking of this on this point, the attraction for male-female stuff, how powerful it is, bewildered by that powerful force, the living entity acts foolishly in that regard. And Prabhupada writes, they suffer lifetime after lifetime. He says it three times. The suffering is, it doesn't go on, the sinful activity doesn't go unnoticed. The super soul is there, the demigods are there, the witnesses are there. The reaction is there. So, we're averse to suffering, the conditioned soul is averse to suffering and inclined to enjoying. Without regard for the regulations of the codes of the Vedas. It's not a good formula. It's not human life. Human life begins with the acceptance of some regulation according to the codes of the Vedas, scores of scripture, or the laws of God. One lives by the laws of God. Whatever the religion, whatever the culture, one lives by the laws of God. This is human life. Without laws of God, then we don't have human society. So human society requires following the laws of God. And so again, here comes the injunction, prohibition. Follow the laws of God, don't do otherwise. So we need to know what those laws are, and we need to have the sense control, the austerity capacity to follow and to avoid the things that are otherwise prohibited. That's brahminical strength. Many times Prabhupada would speak that the austerity is the wealth of the brahmana, which is a nice concept. Because austerity sounds like doing without things. So a wealthy person generally doesn't do without things. They display their wealth. They exhibit the opulence of their wealthy position. But a brahmana purposefully does without things. I mean, accepts those things that are necessary, but otherwise makes one's life very simple. And when the opportunities especially are there for spiritual austerity, they're very enthusiastic to accept scripturally standard kinds of austerities they like. And with that austerity comes sense control. And with that sense control comes wealth. Spiritual wealth, not the material wealth. And that's they have that in abundance. The austerity is the wealth of the brahmanas. Sense control and the fruits of a mode of goodness life that results from exercised sense control. And that wealth is greater than anything other wealth can buy. You can't buy that strength, brahminical strength, with money. You can achieve it, or so to speak, buy it by observing principles of purity. So that's what Swayambhuva Manu is speaking about the brahmanas. Swayambhuva Manu is a direct son of Lord Brahma. Karna Muni is a direct son of Lord Brahma. In one sense, they're brothers because they have common father. But one is acting as a Kshatriya, another is acting as a Brahmana, and he's particularly appreciating from the face of the Supreme Lord, or his Virat Rupa form, the Brahmanas are born. And there's a function within society for the Brahmanas. And because of that when that function is performed properly, society becomes elevated. Or when the function is formed and there is respect for Brahminical culture and protection of Brahminical culture by the Kshatriya. So here's a Kshatriya saying, in essence, you Brahmanas are not only worthy of protection, you're worthy of worship. So that's this Bhakti Karya message that I mentioned at the very beginning. Respect between the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas and the Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas. Not just a sentiment, but understanding of one another's value within society and respect for that function to help bring society to a good position. A liberating the soul from the clutches of material existence position. Both functions are required. I'll just read a little bit again from the purport. It is specifically mentioned here that the brahmanas are created from the face of the cosmic personality, or virat purusha. Similarly, the kshatriyas are said to be from his arms, vaishyas from his waist, shudras from his hips, shudras from his legs. So this is the one picture of the four social orders is the body of Virat Purusha. Another picture is what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that he creates Chaturvarnamaya Shrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. It is his Virat Purusha, or it comes from his Virat. These different functions come from his universal form. And Krishna himself is saying that I create these. Because from Krishna everything comes. So the natural orders of society, they come from Krishna. And if they're, especially these two, therefore so much is dedicated in the Bhagavatam to explaining the duties of a Brahmana, duties of a Kshatriya. Qualities of a Brahmana, qualities of a Kshatriya. Respect for a Brahmana, respect for a Kshatriya. It's essential for a Vedic culture, for elevation within the social structure. And then, of course, within properly configured social structure, chanting of the holy name or the direct activities of bhakti, they go together. The purpose of the social structure is to assist elevation of God consciousness. Elevation of God consciousness is nicely arranged when the social structure is properly established. So we have so much instruction to help us understand how to act in our social relationships. Discussion on this topic? Questions? Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.